what you need, John. Welcome back to the show for caregivers. Thank you for that count of Mighty Disco there. This is the nation's number one show for caregivers. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing 30 years of experience to you. What you need. That's NXS says it perfectly there. And what do you need as a caregiver? Well, you need a little bit of respite. That's the first place to start. You need to take a break. I mean, the demands on you as a caregiver, you're putting yourself between a vulnerable loved one and disaster, and you're doing it every single day. You don't get to call in sick. You don't get to take a vacation. It's still there. Even if you're not physically doing something, you're still having to think about doing something. It doesn't go away. Let's take a break. Let's just take a little bit of a step back here, catch our breath a little bit. We're talking about caregivers and anger today. We're going to get into some of those things here in a minute. And if you want to be on the show, 615-737-9522. 615-737-9522. If you're listening on iHeart across the country, 800-688-9522. Listen, why do we get angry? What happens? Well, we think that something has been done to us unfairly, and we rage out at it. We get angry. Sometimes I heard a pastor of mine say this one time, that anger is one of the most delicious sins of all. John, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that it is a delicious sin.
Why do you suppose that is?
Catharsis.
It is. One of the things that happens as a caregiver is that we come face to face with the fact that we are powerless to change this. And it really hacks us off. I mean, it really hacks us off, because we either become fearful that this thing is going to consume us. And when you get afraid, you sometimes get angry because you're afraid of something. So angry, getting angry and raging out sometimes makes you feel powerful, because you feel so weak when when you're afraid, you feel weak. And so when you get angry, it gives you illusion of power. But when you also sense that you are powerless over something, you ever heard that phrase, they rage with impotent fury?
Yes, that was going to say that is a good word to use for that, impotent fury.
You cannot do anything, and you're just raging at it. You cannot change it, and it is incredibly frustrating, incredibly frustrating. And this is what we do. We give ourselves the illusion of power, but it is only an illusion. And then our behavior sometimes descends into madness in those moments. And then we end up feeling bad about the way we acted, and then we drive ourselves even harder to compensate for the way we acted.
Lay a little bit of that guilt on there.
And that's what we do, and we get on a perpetual butt-kicking machine. And we do this. Now, those of you listening right now, if you've been a caregiver for more than a year, maybe even less than that, you know what I'm talking about. And you feel it. And then you feel bad about it. And you genuinely feel bad about it, but you can't get out of that cycle. I had a chemistry professor once. Believe it, I took chemistry.
I'm just going to let you go, man. That's
right before quantum physics. No, but I took chemistry, and his name was John Fale. I'll never forget this guy, John Fale. I mean, that's a terrible name for a chemistry professor. But he had this sign in his room that said, "Flunk now and avoid the rush." And I thought about that in relation to what we're dealing with as a caregiver. Go ahead and flunk now and avoid the rush. You're not up to this. You can't change this. You can't fix this. My wife doesn't have any legs. I can't make them grow back. My wife's in pain all the time. I can't take that away from her. My wife's body is broken. I cannot unbreak it. And the sooner I come to that level of acceptance, the sooner that I can be at more peace with this situation. And stop trying to force my will into it. And realize that there's another will that's going on here that has nothing to do with me. Now, this is the thing about caregivers, that we can learn to be more peaceful in this thing. But it takes kind of reshaping our minds a little bit. It takes retooling our brains. See, my goal for my fellow caregivers and myself is for us to one day, when we do stand at a grave, and most likely we will have to, that we're not standing there with clenched fist. That we're not resentful at others and for what they did or didn't do to help us. That we're not resentful at our loved one for what they did and didn't do as we took care of them. That we're not resentful at God. That we're not resentful at ourselves for what we should have, would have, could have done. that we can learn to be more peaceful right where we are today, knowing that we're doing the best that we can do. You can't stay that angry for that long without it having serious implications and repercussions in your life. It will take you down some dark, dark paths. Now, you don't have to take my word for it, but I've been doing this for 30 years. At least have a good reason why you're not going to take my word for it. I mean, you know, I mean, if somebody's been doing this for 30 years, you might want to listen to them. Everything I've learned through failure, and I got the scars to prove it. You don't have to have those scars. You can stop right now in your tracks, and you just take, let's just do it together. We'll just take a deep breath. 2 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Always exhale twice as long as you inhale. And you just let it out. Just let it out. And you start thinking, okay, I didn't cause this. I can't control this. And that's where it starts. Accepting reality at this point doesn't mean that you're giving in. It doesn't mean you're capitulating. It doesn't mean that you're saying it's okay. It just means it is what it is. And as long as you keep railing against something that you can't change, who is suffering at this point? You are. How long do you want to keep doing this? How long do you want to push a wheelchair with clenched fist? How long do you want to keep doing this? I say today is the day that you can stop. Now, you're not going to get it right every time. For heaven's sakes, nobody does. You're going to have relapses of this. But you can start today doing one step in the right direction, which is 2 steps away from the wrong direction if you think about it. See, the goal, and by the way, you're not going to necessarily feel better about this. Okay? My wife doesn't have any legs. She doesn't feel good about that. I don't feel good about it. We're not going to feel good about these things. The goal is not to feel good about it. The goal is not to feel better about it. The goal is to be better while you're doing it. That's the goal. And I never saw anywhere in Scripture, and I've read through it, and I've spent a lot of time there, and Jesus never said, blessed are the pissed off. Can I say that, John?
You already did, so.
He never said that. There is nowhere in Scripture says, blessed are the pissed off. But he does say, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. But it's hard to mourn if you're so busy being angry. It's hard to mourn if you're still raging at this thing. Tears and mourning and grief scare us. Being angry and raging make us feel powerful. We're not powerful over this. We don't have any power over this. But what we can do is we can accept what it is and then allow God to use that in our own lives so that we can grieve these things out. And as we grieve it out, our hearts become enlarged. We can feel deeper. It's hard to feel on a deep heart level when you're so rageful. You ever notice that, John? You
mean, absolutely. Everything's right in your face.
It is. And you can't appreciate anything. Have you ever been able to be grateful while you're screaming in anger? Appreciate anything of beauty? But as you mourn, you begin to see the beauty around you. You can learn to be grateful. And guess what? Even with tears on your cheeks, you can start to experience a greater level of joy. A greater level of joy than you probably thought possible, even while looking at grim realities. See, this is the reality of a caregiver. This is our journey. We will recklessly hurl ourselves at trying to control the uncontrollable until we finally, sometimes begrudgingly, admit that we're helpless in this thing. The question is, how much carnage are you going to cause to get to that point? It's like my chemistry teacher said, flunk now and avoid the rush. It's okay to stand up and say, I can't do this. This is beyond me. This is beyond my abilities. And take that first step into learning to be peaceful with this thing. You don't have to be miserable in it. You are as happy or as miserable as you choose to be. And you can learn to look at this thing and realize, okay, this is beyond me. And that's when we get to slip our scared hands into his scarred hands and realize he's better suited for this than you and I are. This is what I'm learning over 30 years. Don't take as long as I have. Don't take as long as I have. You could start this today. You could start this today. That's what this show is about. We're here to provide you with information that you can use right now, today. Right now, today. You can do this. I know you're angry. I know you're upset. I know you're frustrated. I know you want to just go into your room and cry about it, and you don't think you'll ever stop crying. It's okay. Come on back. We're going to talk some more about this. I am Peter Rosenberger. I am bringing you 30 years of caregiving experience to help you stay strong today. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to be on the show, 615-737-9522. 615-737-9522. We'll be right back.